And Richie's fear of being recognized. You'll hear nothing but monotone speech when you listen to Political Paul. Bring up Prince, and you might hear Johnny Pistols fall. Yet today, that ends in letter Y, which means it's time to crack wise with Winter.
You've tuned into Wisecracking with Winter.
You're damn straight, it's a day that ends in Y. It's time for Wisecracking with fucking Winter! Holler at your boy. Holler at your boy. God, have I not missed you.
I don't give a shit.
My life has been a fucking shit show, ladies and gentlemen. A complete and utter shit show. A shit bonanza. Let me explain where I have been. I'm sorry it's been 3 weeks since I've put out a podcast. I am sorry. I'm sorry to all my fans. All 12 of you. Maybe there's more. I kind of doubt it. But I have been insanely busy with real life. All the biggest stresses of life hit me in the last 2 weeks, aside from being told I was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. I'm not sick. Put away your rosaries. I am not sick. You do not have to light a candle like I'm not going to die. I just feel like I'm going to. Because I switched jobs. After 14 years of being at the same place, and I will now disclose where that is. I worked for Shreddit.
Surprise!
I was a Shreddit driver. Yes, that's right. The job everybody dreams about when you're getting through high school. If I can just get the good grades, if I can just buckle down, I, too, can drive a Class B commercial vehicle with an air brake endorsement and destroy documents for a living. Yep, that's what I did. Well, after 14 years, I called it quits. It's a long time at one place, ladies and gentlemen, and it's just time to part ways, you know? It was hard. There's a lot of tears shed, not by me, by management, because they didn't want me to leave. No, sir. No, sirree, Bob. They wanted your old pal Mike Winter to stay on. Keep shredding that paper. Keep driving that Class B truck with an air brake endorsement, I might add. But it just was not meant to be. Had to head down the road. Head on down that dusty fucking trail. And I finally found my calling. I'm not sure if you're aware of it or not. I'll bring it up again. But this show is brought to you by your good friend. It's over at Rogue Star Online. Rogue Star, that's where you need to go if you need some t-shirts. If you need a logo for your podcast or your business. Rogue Star Online is where I go. And that's where you should fucking go too. If you had half a brain, that's where you'd go. Also brought to you by your good friends over at Bunhouse Jingles. Bunhouse Jingles. Find them on Twitter. Find them underneath your bed. Find them on the interweb. Bunhouse Jingles. They created the jingle for this spectacular show, and they can do the same for you. Hey! So what fantastic job did I move on to?
I ain't sure.
I am now the head DJ at a very reputable strip club in Minneapolis. Thank you. Well, this is where the broadcasting degree pays off. It's not enough to do a podcast. It's not enough that I was on the radio for a while, but I had to further my career. And being a DJ at a strip club is just where it's at. You think about it, though. Think about it. You're probably laughing at home right now as you're eating your fucking cereal sitting in your underwear.
I'd never work at a goddamn strip club. Who would work at a strip club?
Blech. This guy. Because all you gotta do is change your voice a little bit, and you'll sound just like every other single strip club announcer. Are you ready? I have a cold. So I'm sorry if it's nasally. I keep clearing my throat. I'm sorry. I know, a summertime cold, right? Who the fuck gets those? My wife got bronchitis, and then I caught, like, bronchitis light. It's like this shitty congestion that won't go away. I'll say, okay, we were talking about doing strip club announcer voice, right? All right, here goes. Listen close. Coming up to center stage, it's Dazzle. Dazzle, everybody. If you need any money, head over to the ATM machine. I got $20 out. It's only a $7 charge for using that ATM here at Slicky Ricky's Dirty Titty Bar. Go there, get your money. Don't forget, it's a three-drink minimum tonight. You can order pop if you want, but that's a $10 a cup of pop. Take in our bottle service. Do the bottle service. We got plenty of great brands to choose from. You can get yourself a bottle of Grey Goose vodka, normally sold at liquor stores for around $30, but tonight, here at Slick Ricky's Titty Bar, you can get that bottle of Grey Goose liquor for $95. Just split it up between you and your five friends. You guys can all go broke. Hey, the couch dances. Here comes Dazzle. Okay, you tired of it yet? Now, if you can copy that, you too can be a strip club announcer. It's like stealing. So other big changes in my life. I moved from the fun house and created a new fun house. Actually, I'm in two fun houses. Right now you're confused. You've dropped your spoon into your fucking cereal bowl. And you're like, what the fuck? Can you explain how there's two fun houses? I will. So we decided to rent another home, because we are looking to buy here in Minnesota, and the market is a piece of shit. It's a seller's market, ladies and gentlemen. So that means you're going to overpay for fucking everything! If I moved into the ghetto, I'd be overpaying. If I moved into the rich suburbs like Edina or Carver, I'd be overpaying. Everywhere you go, you're overpaying by at least $25,000, $30,000. I made a bid on the funhouse. I was renting the fun house for the last 6 years from a really nice couple, and I made a bid on it, and they said, hey, here's your bid, and take that bid and wad it up into a tight little ball and shove it up your ass, because we can get at least another $30,000 out of some other poor sucker. And they did. But the lease is still till the end of July, so I am now still sitting in the fun house. The only thing left this entire house is the funhouse room where I do this podcast. So all the stuffed animals and my kids' dollhouses and other bullshit like my Bowflex that nobody will buy off Craigslist, all still here. But the rest of the house, completely empty. Eerie, right? So I'll be moving the funhouse to my new house, which is a townhome. A townhouse. Well, we moved to the townhouse because it was cheaper. Your old buddy Mike Winter is downsizing, ladies and gentlemen. Downsizing at 41 years old? That's crazy talk. Who the fuck downsizes at 41 years old? You're supposed to be out buying more shit. More shit you can't afford, right? Because that's the key to being happy. You gotta have the most amount of shit. You gotta have more shit than everybody else on your block. You gotta keep up with John and Sally fucking Smith, right? Wrong. That's how you go into debt. You go into debt keeping up with the Johnsons and the Smiths and the fuckaroos and whoever else lives on your block. Quit the fucking rat race, ladies and gentlemen. Don't be house poor. Don't be stupid. Don't be just another stupid American. Don't do it. So we downsized. Now we have a smaller rent. We still have all the same toys and bullshit, like that boat. Don't even get me started on the fucking boat. The boat's been problematic again. I still own a motorcycle, a couple cars. We have all that shit. But I wanted to pay less, and so I am. I suggest you do it too. Go right now into your wallet and cut up all your credit cards. I'll wait. Do it. Do it now. Don't get into credit card debt. Don't be a dumbass. I was a dumbass. I went into credit card debt. At one point, I had probably $7,000 in credit card debt. Can you imagine? I'm sure people out there have a lot more than that. But I had $7,000 in credit card debt, and that's just insane. Why are we even talking about this? It's a goddamn comedy show. I got to stay focused. So that was the second biggest stress in my life. We moved. So I'm moving and starting a job all at the same time. Oh, boo-hoo! Boo-hoo! Oh, poor Mike! Oh, where? There's people dying of cancer right now in the hospitals, but poor Mike had to fucking move and start a new job. Well, it's a big deal for me, you know? Big deal for my kid, big deal for my wife. So, you know, suck it. Sorry I don't have cancer. Let's take a look at the goddamn news and what's going on in the world. We haven't been going over what's going on in the world. I stopped and I got myself a USA Today. Because, you know, got to cover all the USA. We don't want to just focus on Minnesota and Minnesotan issues. Because there's probably just five fucking people in Minnesota listening to my show anyway. What is this? Americans say Britain's split from the European Union reflects anger that smolders in USA too. Oh, give me a break. Americans, by an overwhelming 4-1, agreed that the United Kingdom's vote to leave the European Union was a sign of anger and dissatisfaction that can be seen in other countries, including the USA. Anger is... Okay, so what are they saying here? What? So that Americans are going to all of a sudden just start leaving this union? Are states going to start leaving? Could Indiana leave first?
Yes.
That'd be great if they did. Goodbye, Indiana. Goodbye, Circle City. Go become your own country. There's never going to be a state in anybody that's listening to this is lifetime. In your goddamn lifetime, nobody, not one single state in the United States of America is going to secede. It's not going to fucking happen. I don't care if they scream down in the South about how the South will rise again. I don't care about all the fucking militias and their guns and their fucking tents and how they're going to secede and they're waiting for the great fucking race riot that's not going to happen, or the Muslims that are going to invade America and take over shit. That's not going to happen either. The good old United States of America is going to stay the United States of America until the goddamn earth blows up. The end. Greatest nation in the fucking world. Aside from Denmark. I heard Denmark's good. And, well, Canada. Right? What can you say negative about Canada? Hockey. People don't even lock their doors. Not a lot of guns, unless they're deer hunting. Who wants to hear a song? I want to hear a song, because I'm running out of shit to say. And I have a cold, and I want to look at this newspaper. So, here's an old one by Phil Collins. And just so you know out there in Apple land, I am not making a dime from this podcast. I just enjoy Phil Collins. That's it. That's all. That's a Ron damn song. Hold on a second. Okay, now I got it.
He's an eye.
Phil Collins, the immortal Phil Collins, right here on Wisecracking with Winter, the nonprofit podcast. So, Phil, please don't fucking sue me.
Yeah.
All right. Back to the fun, ladies and gentlemen. I'm only doing a half hour. A half hour completely alone, I might add. Didn't even bother going out and trying to find a guest. Didn't want a guest. This month, it's July. Right? Yeah, it's July.
Yeah.
Anyway, on July 16th, I'm heading out to Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
Rockfest USA! Featuring washed-up bands from the late 90s and early 2000s. Such memorable bands as Alice in Chains with a different lead singer. Disturbed, they're like covering weird songs now. And, hey, Beavis, guess who's playing at Rockfest this year? What? Slipknot.
Yeah, I like those guys. Yeah, Slipknot. Yeah, they rule. They got masks and stuff. Yeah.
Masks. Yeah, Slipknot will be there. For all you millennials, that was Beavis and Butthead. You probably have no idea who that is. But they were an important cartoon in the late 90s. Guess what, sports fans? NASCAR is dealing with declines in attendance. Uh-oh. What's Billy Bob Joe Redneck Fuckface gonna do now for fun?
I don't know.
Can't go to the NASCAR track and watch Dale Jr. try to win the Sprint Cup. Or is even the Sprint Cup anymore? I couldn't tell you. But maybe they shouldn't build stadiums, if that's what you want to call a racetrack, a fucking stadium. Maybe you shouldn't build them with 146,000 seats. How do you expect to sell that out? 146,000 seats in Bristol, Connecticut on that track. You know what? It was popular for a little while. It was almost number one for like a year. It's just not that interesting watching guys take left turns for 3 hours. Left turn. Left turn. Left turn. Left turn. Crash. Right? It's the only reason you watch a NASCAR race, because you're waiting for the crash. Right? Of course you are. You want to see the crash. You want to see people die. So, NASCAR is not doing so well. What else does it say here? The sport is continuing to search for a primary sponsor to fill the void that Sprint. Oh, okay, it's not the Sprint Cup anymore, which came on in 2004 as Nextel announced that they were completely not relevant anymore. Setting a change in marketing focus. Do you guys want to listen to me read, or do you want me to talk about what I'm reading? Well, it's just not looking good for NASCAR, so find another sport. There, that's the end of that. What else is going on in sports? I bet you guys all know who Lance Wilfork is.
No.
If not, he's an American football player who plays for the Houston Texans, kids. There. The more you know. Anyway, Mr. Wilfork checks in at 325 pounds. Can you imagine how big that guy's cock is? I bet it goes all the way down to his foot. He tries to tape it behind his leg. He was talking about the reaction he expects from Megan. ESPN, the magazine's body issue. And he says, I'm proud of my body. People can talk about me all they want. I don't care, and I don't lose sleep. Probably because he's a multi-millionaire. College World Series, kids. Never heard of this team. Coastal Carolina won the College Baseball World Series. More than likely, the most least watched sports event ever. Baseball is barely scraping by. NASCAR is dying. Nobody's watching. I bet you the WNBA gets more viewers than the College Baseball World Series. But Coastal Carolina won the World Series. The name of the team are the Chanticleers. What the fuck is a Chanticleer?
Dirty little cunt.
Well, they interviewed their coach, and he said, we're not the most talented team in the country, but we're just the national champions, and that's all I know. And I bet that is literally all he knows. I'm sure he's not the most educated man ever. Good baseball mind, and good for them. Hey, let's check the gossip columns.
Okay.
And I'm not good at this. It's more like John's thing. Scarlett Johansson, online tracking site Box Office Mojo reports that the actress is the highest ranking woman at number 10 on the list of the highest grossing actors, a measurement of how much money movies featuring an actor or an actress earn at the domestic box office. Well, very good for Scarlett Johansson. And I also want to thank her for showing me her tits online when somebody broke into her phone. Yes, I looked. And it also helps that she's in all the Avengers movies. My God. The last one, the last Avengers, Winter Soldier Part 2. I don't know. When Iron Man and Captain America were having a fight, that was pretty good. I'm sure she made a ton of money. Good for her. Get a better phone. Better security. Yeah, another big cartoony movie came out this weekend, kids. Who loves cartoons? I know I do. I got my hand up. BFG and even bigger things in store for Spielberg. That came out today. And today for me is July 1st. And oh, by the time you guys hear this, July 4th will have come and gone. So happy 4th of July, fuck faces. So this BFG movie. BFG is coming out. And it's a movie about giants, a lonely giant, and an orphan form an unlikely bond in this adaptation of Ronald Dahl's book, which I never read. Looks good. Anyway, I got my kid sitting in the studio. That's the background noise you guys are hearing. She keeps raising her hand like she's in school. And you probably think I'm a bad parent for swearing in front of my kid. I'm actually making her leave the room. I hit pause before I swear. They made another shitty Tarzan movie, and it got 2 out of 4 stars in USA Today. So there's no point even reading the review. It has a guy from True Blood, the blonde, hot, if you're in the men, guy. I'm not. They should really just stop with the fucking Tarzan. It's been done. It's been done. It's over. Let's forget about it. You know what I haven't done in a while? I haven't done a Mike's Pick of the Week, what I'm telling people to watch out there. Everybody already watches Game of Thrones, and I binge-watched the whole season in like a day and a half because I didn't have HBO, because I was moving, so I wanted to get HBO for free. Didn't want to pay. So when I moved to a new place, you know, I got to call DirecTV because I wasn't under contract. I'm like, hey, fuckers, I'll keep DirecTV as long as you give me HBO for free for a year, along with the NFL season ticket while we're at it, and a gift card for $50 to Sears. I don't know. I got everything but the gift card. Here's five celebrities who memorably ran for political office. Sonny Bono, he's dead. He ran into a fucking tree when he was skiing. You remember Sonny Bono, don't you? No, me neither. Clint Eastwood. What is he, like 120? He was old in the 70s when he was making, I don't know, like Go Ahead, Dirty Harry, Go Ahead and Make My Day. Now he probably sits down in his easy chair and he pulls out a Playboy. Well, no, Playboys don't have naked pictures anymore. He probably pulls out like a Hustler. He's sitting there and he's looking at his cock. He's like, go ahead. Get hard. God, that was bad. Sorry. I guess Clint Eastwood ran for office. And I bet you don't remember this, but Howard Stern ran for governor of New York. And he was actually a favorite. He probably would have won. I'm a very big fan of Howard Stern's. And I wish he would have run. But, yeah. Did you know that Wyclef Jean of, what was he in? The Fugees or whatever. He's a Haitian rapper. And I guess he ran for president of Haiti and he lost. And then Waka Flocka Flame. I know who the fuck that is. He's like some Atlanta rapper featuring somebody else and featuring 10 other people for governor. I'm sure he wasn't running alone. And that's it, ladies and gentlemen. I can't think of anything else to tell you other than thank you for listening. I appreciate it. I'll try to be better about getting the shows out. I've been, like I said, it's been a shit show for me. Again, if you need any kind of advertising, t-shirts, whatever, go to Rogue Star Online. Rogue Star Online. They made the incredible logo for my podcast. I couldn't be more pleased. Rogue Star Online. Bunhouse Jingles, if you need a jingle for whatever. Okay, you're trying to sell something, you need a radio jingle, Bunhouse Jingles. Bunhouse fucking Jingles. Get a hold of them. And for its triumphant return, Minnesota Superior Sound. The website works. It is a Minnesotan mobile DJ company. So if you're in Minnesota, you're going to get married, you need a reputable DJ, go to minnesuperiorsound.com. And check them out. And if you, or you can look them up on Facebook, please do. MinnesotaSuperiorSound.com. And that is it, ladies and gentlemen. I'm out. I have nothing left in the tank. I just talked by myself for a half hour to a bunch of stuffed animals and my kid when she wasn't running in and out of the room. So have yourself a great whatever. Take it away, Mitch.
Thanks, Mike. Well, that show was certainly something. I'm Mitch, executive producer of Wisecracking with Winter. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to get a hold of Mike, email him at wisecrackingwithwinter@yahoo.com. If you're into Facebook, check out our Wisecracking with Winter fan page or follow us on Twitter at @GetWisecracking. Make sure to listen and rate the show on iTunes and check us out on Google Play Music.